be now in the Broncos locker room with lineman Jared Crick. And Jared, it looked like you guys were able to establish some stops early on, but what were they doing offensively that was giving you guys a little bit of trouble?
Just showing us some different stuff. And we weren't executing. That was the biggest thing tonight. We just didn't go out and execute our football game. That's across the board, not just defense, but, you know, the whole team didn't execute tonight. So you got to chalk that one up to that. So got to get that fixed, ready for next week.
When they got down in the red zone, it seemed like you guys really held fast and held stout. Was that a point of momentum for you guys? Did that give you guys a little bit of momentum going into that first half?
Yeah, I mean, when you can hold them to a field goal when they get into the red zone, when they get deep in your territory, if you can hold them to 3 points, that's big. But, you know, you don't want to get them in there. And, you know, we didn't do a good job, you know, through the rest of the game. When they got in the red zone, we kept getting penalties. So that killed us tonight. So got to clean that up, and, you know, we got to be more stout in the red zone.
Get the late touchdown from Capri in the fourth quarter. Despite being down, you know, 17 points, it still felt like you guys really felt like you were in this game and all the way down until the end.
Yeah, that was a huge play, and that's all we wanted was just a big play to get a spark going. And that was it. I mean, and we just didn't do a good job of playing complimentary football after that. Like I said, penalties killed us late in the game. So we get that squared away, you know, we're going to be in good shape.
Last question. Next week, New Orleans. How does this team bounce back? What's the mentality going into next week? It's another big road game next week.
Yeah, I mean, this was a tough loss, but, you know, we'll get over it tomorrow. We'll watch the film, see what we did wrong, correct it, and get back to work. That's all we can do. So this team's resilient, mentally tough, and I'm excited to, you know, get back to work tomorrow and, you know, have one more game before the bye week. It'll be a big bye week for us, but we can go down there and get a win before the bye. That'd be huge.
Appreciate it, Jimmy.
Thank you.